I pray that your hearts will be what? Flooded with light. Flooded with light. What are he saying? So you can see what great victory and the total defeat of these powers that we're going to talk about today. Their total defeat. They've been defeated. He got this for us by conquest when he defeated these powers. So when we talk about, I've been redeemed, yeah. I've been redeemed. I've been set free. I'm not trying to get free, but I've been set free. Amen. So he said, here's what he's saying. I want your heart to be flooded with light. Have you ever been in a place where the light is so dim? You could see how to get in and out the door, but you couldn't really tell what was really inside the building you was in. But then all of a sudden they just turned the lights on. You could see everything. Too many Christians walk around with the lights off. And we have not yet got the revelation of who we are and what had been given to us. So I want to see, can we bring some light here today? Amen. Hallelujah. Now notice that it says flooded with light so that you can do what? Understand the confident hope. The confident hope. The confident hope. He has given to those he called. His holy people who are his what? Rich and what else? Glorious. He has inherit us. We are his inherit. And he wants you to know how rich and how glorious those he has inherit. You have been inherit by him. Have you ever noticed that a family that's really wealthy, then they adopt a child, a person that not that, you know, not their biological child, or they just adopted. And this child comes in the family and they become rich, wealthy, where they was poverty stricken, didn't have a home. I know of a guy right now. He'd been to this church. I know him. His father, this family adopted him. Now listen to this just real quick. I won't call no names, so I don't have to explain anything. This family have adopted him. They got their own private jet. And I don't know, they're somewhere worth to $50 to $100 million, somewhere. They're wealthy. I've been to his house. He ain't did nothing. Huge house. Single guy. Got his own house. Gave it to him. They adopted him. Get a vehicle, I think, every year. I could go on. But here's my point. He was a guy, just a poor guy. Didn't have anything. Now they adopted him. And Jesus have adopted us and brought us into the family. Isn't it sad we in the family, we still living like we're not? But I'm about to show you some stuff. Because your mind will lie to you. Your circumstances will lie to you. The devil will lie to you. Other unlearned people will lie to you. But this word will never lie to you. Did you hear what I said? So Paul here is praying that we, the church, even that we get a revelation. Notice what this says now, because sometimes we go over scripture, we don't get them. We have to revisit so we can get to revelation. He said, he was praying that the God of our who? The God of who? Of our Lord, Jesus Christ, may give unto you what? The spirit of what? Spirit of wisdom and revelation. Because this is the spirit that will help you see into the things of God. Your mind can't see it. Your mind will fight you if you don't renew it. It'll fight you. It'll take on all this other stuff. But God, he's praying that you, God will give you, you'll be able to receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your heart. Not these eyes. The eyes of your heart be flooded with light. Be flooded with what? Light. Be flooded with light so you can understand. So that you can what? Understand the reason why people do not tithe and give offering. We mentioned tithe all the time, but really we kind of have doing it because the scripture says Malachi asked the question, wherein have we robbed you? He said, in tithe and offering. If you do one, don't do the other, you're still robbing it. I'm just saying what the word said. Because if you don't give the offering, you still hadn't obeyed. You just partially obeyed. And Lord told me one time, he said, a delayed obedience is a lie. No, he said, a delayed obedience is a disobedience. That's what he said. You know you're supposed to do it right now and you delay it. He said, a delayed obedience. You know you're supposed to do it. He said, that's a disobedience. Amen. So let's get back here. Because see, what are we saying? We want you to know that you have been brought into a kingdom. With nothing missing, nothing broken, everything is whole and complete. You don't have to want for nothing. It's your mind, your unrenewed mind, is your lack of knowledge, of insight from God, the Spirit of God that holds you out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now notice, we got the Amplified up there. Go ahead and put up the 19th verse. We are his inheritance. Now go ahead and put the Amplified. Let's see, I think I got it here anyway. Thought I had it. I got it somewhere. All right, go ahead and put it up there. Ephesians 1:19. Now notice he said that in verse 18, that we may know our hearts may be flooded with light so that we can understand the confident hope he has given to those his call. Those he called his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance. And the Amplified says, and so that you can what?